dishes. You call them...
Well, you call them china, but I never had china.
That's what I was wondering if you could really
No, I never had china. I've got some china now, but I sure didn't have it then. No, they were just ordinary. I don't know what you call it, but anyhow, I've got some old dishes, but I'm not, I don't know what it was called.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I guess it would have been called china, but
yeah,
it wasn't. Yes, I think that.
And then to eat with your utensils, you'd have...
You mean my knives and forks and spoons?
Yeah, just the same.
Yes, but I didn't have iced teaspoons then.
Uh-huh, yeah.
No, I just had a big spoon and a little spoon and a fork and a knife.
Yeah. Well, if you were washing the dishes, what would you call that cloth or something you'd use when you were washing the dishes?
Dish rag.
And then when you were drying them, you dry them with
a dish towel.
And then when you wash your face, you'd use a
washcloth.
And then when you bathe to dry yourself off with, you'd use a
your bath towel.
Yeah. And then, of course, I know in those days you didn't have any running water or anything.
No, I had to get in the tub.
It's a lot harder to do.
Yeah.
Now, of course, like nowadays, at your kitchen sink, you call that pipe that the water comes out of, you call that a
faucet.
And then you said that you used to buy flour at the store. What would flour come in?
Well, it has come...
Or when they'd ship it to you at your store in the old days, what did they ship flour in?
Well, now, some people, but it wasn't to that when we went to the store. They used to get in a barrel.
That's what I was wondering.
Yes, big old barrel.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But we've never had that in our store.
Uh-huh.
It was all packaged, I believe.
Uh-huh, it was all packaged.
Yes, I believe it was packaged. I don't know.
Well, when people were like, if you bought something like that, sugar or salt at the store, and then to put it in a bag, would you have to, you know, to put it in something smaller, did you have to pour it through something like this?
Uh-huh.
You
yeah,
have to, they
yes,
have,
uh-huh.
they
we
have,
have yeah,
to,
we've had tin funnels. Uh-huh.
And if you were, if people in those days had bought, like, fruit at the store, what would they put it in when they bought?
Paper sacks.
Oh, they did have those.
Uh-huh,
they
had paper sacks.
Did you ever hear them called pokes?
Oh, Lord, yes.
That's
paper poke.
Oh, did they? They did have
paper poke.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yes, that was right.
Yeah, that's what they were called.
Oh, yes, this bag, paper bag, that was stylish. You know.
Oh, that was stylish.
Yes, that was too modern. It had to be a paper poke.
Well, what about potatoes would come in those rough bags, like...
Well, now that would be a tow bag.
Oh, that's what?
That's tow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, what meal would come in or something?
Let me see. I don't remember now whether our meal would come in. I don't believe it'd come in. Well, I'll tell you, it was a long time after we was in the store that you didn't buy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They had their own corn grounds,
uh-huh,
you see.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And we had a regular meal sack, you know.
Uh-huh, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Meal sack. But I believe our flour come in 25 and 50-pound bags.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yes, I believe that's... we didn't have any as small as a 5-pound
uh-huh.
then.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And
what about when you were in a buggy? What would you have to do? Would you hit the horses with to make them go
faster? Oh, buggy whip.
Oh, they had
that. Oh, Lord, yes.
Oh, you